Dear listeners, we welcome you all to the latest episode of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. Today I am with Dr. Smita Saldana, Consultant Medical Oncology at HCG Cancer Center, Bangalore. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Smita Saldana, Consultant Medical Oncologist at HCG Cancer Center. Hope everyone is doing great.
So today we will be talking about hormone therapy, which is one of the common treatment approach under the medical oncology. So doctor, could you please explain what hormone therapy for cancer means?
Today, all cancers are not treated with the same treatment. Cancer treatments can be made personalized, just like your food service at restaurants. A few cancers need chemotherapy, a few don't. Few need chemo along with radiation, and a few can be treated with radiation alone. So, as oncologists, we carefully assess what is best for the patient and personalize their treatment accordingly. Now, coming to hormone therapy, which is one of the personalized treatment approaches under medical oncology that is used to treat certain cancers. Hormone therapy, which is also known as endocrine therapy, works by slowing down or stopping the growth of few cancers, known as hormone-sensitive cancers, by blocking or lowering the levels of particular hormones.
So, doctor, could you please elaborate on hormone-sensitive cancers?
Hormone-sensitive or hormone-dependent cancers are those cancers that are dependent on particular hormones for their growth. To be more specific, if we say a tumor is hormone sensitive, it means that cells of this tumor have a special receptor for a particular hormone. When this receptor and the said hormone bind, it results in the growth and spread of cancer cells. Some of the examples of hormone sensitive cancers include cancers of the breast and uterus, which need estrogen and progesterone to grow, ovarian cancer, which needs estrogen to grow, prostate cancer, which needs testosterone and similar hormones to grow.
So doctor, the question arrives, how does this hormone therapy works?
Hormone therapy works via three different mechanisms. There are different drugs used in hormone therapy that work by either of the following methods. First, stop the body from making that particular hormone. Second, blocking the hormone from binding to the cancer cells. Third, alter the hormone structure so that it becomes ineffective and does not promote cancer growth. Hormone therapy is used along with other treatments too. When used with surgery or radiation therapy, hormone therapy helps in shrinking the tumor. When administered after the main treatment, hormone therapy lowers the risk of relapse. In the case of relapse, hormone therapy might help destroy the cancer cells and prevent them from spreading to other organs. As a palliative therapy, hormone therapy helps in easing various symptoms associated with the cancer.
So, doctor, can you tell us the key benefits of hormone therapy?
One of the biggest advantages of hormone therapy is the reduced damage to the surrounding tissues. Being a systemic therapy, it helps in killing cancer cells that are present throughout the body. The side effects associated with hormone therapy are less intense when compared to conventional treatment methods. This makes it a more tolerable treatment method that can be given to those who are unable to undergo chemotherapy or radiation therapy. The side effects associated with hormone therapy are also easily manageable.
Doctor, what are the side effects associated with hormone therapy?
Since hormone therapy interferes with the body's ability to synthesize hormones, patients may experience a few side effects. However, these vary depending on the intensity of the treatment, age of the patient, stage of cancer, and the overall condition of the patient. At times, patients do not experience most of the side effects at all. Some of the common side effects observed include hot flashes, nausea and vomiting, headaches, mood changes, weight gain, skin rashes, diarrhea, loss of libido, fatigue, bone and muscle loss. Some side effects are particular for women, and those are vaginal spotting, irregular periods and vaginal dryness. And among men, erectile dysfunction and breast enlargement are observed. It is important to note that these side effects improve over time, and also some medications can help the patients cope with these symptoms.
Thank you, Dr. Smita, for being with us and sharing valuable information about hormone therapy. Lastly, what is your message for our listeners?
Be it any type of cancer, early detection is important for successful treatment. If there are any abnormal symptoms experienced, it is important to visit your doctor immediately. Screening is one of the most effective tools in cancer prevention, as they help in detecting cancers even before they start showing symptoms. There are screening tests available for breast cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, etc. It is advised that people take these screening tests regularly, which helps in reducing their cancer risk.
Thank you, Dr. Smita. So, listeners, that was about treating cancer with hormone therapy. Thank you so much for listening, and please do share this information with your family and friends. For regular updates and to listen to our latest episodes, please subscribe to our Know It to Beat It channel. We will shortly be back with another interesting episode with another specialist. Until then, keep listening, keep sharing. Thank you.
Adding life to years.